Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where some of ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lygos, editor-in-chief of ASI Magazines, and we've got a full house today in the studio. We've got Andy Cohn, counselor editor extraordinaire, who spent the past week loafing on the beach at the Jersey Shore. Welcome back, Andy.
You bet.
Loafing is the word. Did they have some medical waste issues there this week?
Not where I was.
Thank goodness.
All good.
We've also got Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages, who just celebrated her 15th year with ASI.
Woo!
Look how excited she is about it. Congratulations,
yay!
Kat.
Doesn't that mean your picture goes on the wall?
No.
Oh, I think it does.
We've also got the lovely Joe Haley, our esteemed managing editor and star of the infamous Joe Show. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
And though I'm very sad to say Michelle Bell is not with us today, she's vacationing on the Jersey Shore as well. We've got someone who is more than capable of filling her large shoes. Okay. I'd like to welcome Tim Andrews, President and CEO of ASI, as our very special guest this morning. Tim, how does it feel to be in the studio today?
Great, Melinda. Thanks very much for inviting me.
Now, Tim just got back from a vacation spot as well, and he'll talk about that later in the show. Our phone lines are wide open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. Let's start off today with the show lineup brought to you by Joe Haley.
Thanks, Melinda. We have a full slate today, including a preview of Counselor Magazine's first ever Best Places to Work. Want to know what the hot fashions are in Estonia? Well, today you're going to find out. Hey, have you ever called a client's wife John Madden? Well, that is actually that's actually happened. We're going to look at the biggest mistakes salespeople make. Survivor, American Idol, The Bachelor. We're all going to weigh in on the TV fall lineup.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Following that, we're going to have another round of our celebrity promo game. Retailers are trying to scare up Halloween sales early, and we're going to look at how the industry can capitalize on that as well. And have you ever said something stupid to your boss or sent an email
Never.
That was scathing to the entire company?
Well, Kathy has.
Kathy has. Well, we're going to talk about Kathy's mistake and other workplace gaffes. All this, and Andy Cohn is going to give us the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Aegion Technologies has announced that it is exiting the ad specialty business. The supplier, which specializes in antimicrobial promotional products and has a main focus on the pharmaceutical and healthcare markets, says its decision to leave the market is a reaction to the newest regulations in the pharmaceutical industry. All orders with Aegion approved for processing on or before August 28th will be fulfilled. Otherwise, the company says it won't be accepting any new orders. The United States Postal Service has proposed new standards that could cost businesses dearly in penalties for bulk mailing. The new requirements state that businesses have to update their bulk mailing lists every 95 days instead of every 185 days, and companies that fail to comply can be charged 7 cents for every piece of mail in a mailing, not just the undeliverable pieces. The change goes into effect November 23rd. Leeds has announced that it is now the exclusive industry supplier of Duracell lighting products. The initial offering consists of 5 premium flashlights and includes the new Duracell Daylight product that was recently unveiled. Duracell lighting products are available immediately through Leeds, and this represents the 19th retail brand that the supplier currently offers to the market. And in Promogram later today, we'll have a new episode of The Joe Show. Joe, what do we have on tap for today?
Time.
Time?
Time.
What is time?
Time. It has no boundaries.
The spice?
No. We have watches and we have some clocks and some nice time pieces.
Cool.
We'll be sure to check that out later in Promogram. Our phone lines are now open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 to talk about anything in the news or to play our celebrity game, which is coming up soon. Now, Andy, I'm going to throw the ball back to you for our first topic.
All right.
I know that this month we're releasing counselors' first ever Best Places to Work list. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, our September issue is the Best Place to Work issue, and we have conducted a massive survey with a third-party research company of industry firms, and we released a ranking of 50 companies.
And all that's suppliers. Rated by their employees, correct?
Yep. It's a it's about a 37-question survey that our research company sent to companies' employees, and they're rated on 10 different dimensions, things like employee retention and trust in management and employee loyalty. All sorts of things like different HR type of things. And we have a list of 50. It's distributors and suppliers ranked from 1 to 50. And you'll find companies on the list that have 15 employees and companies that have upwards of 500 employees. So
right,
it really
runs the
gamut.
So you got to tell us who's number one.
Do I have to tell you?
Yes, you do.
Actually, the number one company is iClick, the supplier out in Seattle, Washington. And they have about 30 to 40 employees and just were rated highly across the board by all of their
employees. What did employees say was the best thing about working for the company?
They said that the management has a vision that they clearly give to all their employees. The expectations are clear, and it's a fun place to work. You know, we profiled a whole lot of companies on this list.
Do they do anything cool or wacky that we should?
They go on trips. The CEO of the company, Lon McGowan, will just suddenly, on a random day, close the company and go on a whale watching trip, or they'll just do spontaneous things, and it's not necessarily the everyday policy type of things, but it's the spontaneous type of fun atmosphere that they have that they say that they like there.
So people like getting in their car in the morning and going to work.
They do.
Well, which is important.
Well, obviously it's paying off there at iClick. Well, we have one of our winners on the phone right now on line one, the Weintraub brothers from Pinnacle Promotions. I believe they're number 4 on our list.
That's right. They are.
Yep. Hey guys.
Hey, how are you? How are you guys doing?
We're good. Very good.
Hey, thank you very much for having us on this morning.
Sure, congratulations on your big honor. Why do you think the company was rated so highly by employees?
Well, I think, this is Dave, and I'm the COO of the company, and my brother Mitch and I work together. It's funny, we were just talking about that. I think one of the reasons that makes our company special is that we've never really worked anywhere else before. We started the company about 14 years ago because we didn't want to get kind of jobs in the real world. And we always wanted to create a fun environment that we would want to work in. And over the years, we feel like we've been able to do that. We've been able to hire the right people to kind of share that vision. And it's just a fun, great place to work. And, everyone kind of loves coming in. It's just exciting. It's fast-paced. We're in a great industry. It's fun.
Can you give
working
us
with the clients is fun. And everyone walks around with a smile on their face. And I think that leading from the top down in that way really makes the environment where everybody wants to be a part of it.
Can you give us an example of the fun that goes on?
Well, I think starting last week, we just started our first annual ping pong tournament.
Oh,
I got awesome. A buzz in the office. And although it sounds a little funny on the front side, one of the reasons why we decided to do something like this was because we're getting more employees now than we've ever had before. We're, I think, 48 now. And so a lot of people don't work with everybody in the office, and we don't want to lose that kind of family atmosphere. This is a way for people to get to know everybody else. So we kind of put everybody in a big, NCAA basketball tournament type ladder, and it's gotten people from different departments, different areas that wouldn't normally work together to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes together in something that's not really done at a lot of other offices.
Who's favored to win?
We got 4 top seeds, and I think Mitch and I are 1 or 2 of the 4.
And what's the big prize that the winner gets?
I don't think we've even decided on that. We put up that there were going to be good prizes. One of the things that we do have, though, that's a lot of fun around here, is our super prize wheel. And it's got all kinds of things on it, from gas cards to Starbucks cards to lunch with the owners. So anytime people do things around the office to reward them, they get a spin on the wheel. So it's a fun thing that we do all the time. We bring everybody up front, and I think little kind of light things like that really, once again, make it a fun place that Mitch and I would want to work at.
We're always coming up with new fun ideas that we can do around the office, whether it's design contests. We've had design contests for everyone's cubes in the office. We do happy hours every other week.
That's fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, everybody perked up in here. Now,
Halloween is actually one of the funnest, most surreal days around here. Everyone gets dressed up on Halloween, and there's always a theme going on, and it's just, it's always a great day.
Now, fantastic. You said this is your first job. How old are you guys?
I'm 39. This is Mitch. I'm 39. Dave is 38. Both of us, Dave went to law school, and I was I have my MBA, and we were both in continuing education, I guess you could say, and neither one of us really wanted to get into the real world, so we decided to start the company, and it's been 14 years of,
Well, you guys have been in the workforce less time than Kathy Houston's been at ASI. Congratulations. Sounds like you guys do some really creative things. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Now let's switch gears for a minute and put Tim Andrews on the spot. Tim, I know you just visited Estonia for vacation, and this is your second time in Estonia.
Yeah, second trip. About 18 months ago was the first
time. Where the heck is Estonia?
It is on the Baltic Sea, and it's a former Soviet Union country.
What's the attraction?
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great food, great wine, great people.
Oh, is this their anthem?
This is their anthem.
Wow. Now, I know that
did you bring that with you?
I know you're there on vacation, but I also know you took some time out to do some market research on some of the promo products and fashions there. So tell us what you found.
I did a couple of things. One, I noticed that a big color coming out, at least in the Eastern European countries, is white. Everyone was wearing white.
Is that why you wore a white shirt today?
I wore a white shirt today in honor of that. Shoes, belts, men, women,
white
shirts,
shoes.
Jackets.
So they
I mean,
had,
they're
like,
bad.
Good humor, man?
Exactly, Kathy. You can now wear all those clothes you've got in your closet.
Maybe the women wear white tights because I'm very anti-white.
I hate
I didn't see any white tights.
No,
but,
so more shoes and accessories.
Shoes, accessories, but white is definitely the hot color. I was there about a year and a half ago. You didn't see white at all. And I would say 20% of the clothing is white that people were wearing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. From Estonia to New York
Clorox
City.
Clorox stock is going up.
And did you see any promo products while you were there?
We did. We saw a number of promo products. They're all around. A couple of that I thought were really interesting. They have a lot of handmade items in Estonia. It's a small country. And they do a lot of fabric. And so there were a lot of handmade things with company logos on it. And in fact, in one restaurant we saw, and I'll just hold this up, this was used for silverware. So it's like a little packet that they used, made of linen with silverware. And the name of the company, or the name of the restaurant was Rube.
Oh, that's cool.
And we saw those around a lot.
That's
so
really neat.
It's like a more sanitary way to get your silverware on your table.
And is that for diners to take with them? Or
You weren't supposed to take
it's
it with
for
you.
Tim to take with
him.
Okay.
Did take it with
well, somehow it found its way into my pocket.
And did you take the silverware?
And they're actually getting a free plug.
When you're in Estonia, go to. I was in Estonia. You know,
did you bring this on pepper shakers?
No, just that. Nothing out of the hotel room either. And the second thing is there are a lot of leather products. So they have some
that's
leather
really
books with beautiful binding.
That looks really old.
Handmade.
Yeah,
looks old. Brand new. And they can put a logo on the front cover. And these were really reasonably priced products. I think if I was a supplier, I'd be going over to Estonia and looking whether I could export some things, because this book is probably
that's
150
a cool
bucks in New York, and it was like 30 bucks in Estonia.
That's nice. Wow.
That's really nice. Well, there you have it. Products from Estonia. Well, let's talk sales for a little bit, guys. An article in the news just came out highlighting the biggest mistakes that salespeople make. Kathy, what are some of the top ones?
Well, some of the top sales killers are, first of all, lack of professional appearance.
We talked about that on the show.
Joe wins out.
Thank you.
No more jeans.
You must be well-groomed. Put your deodorant on. Nobody wants a stinky sales rep.
Absolutely.
Second, and this is why Joe Haley could never be a salesperson, talking too much. Can't talk too much. You have to let your client talk so you find out what their needs are.
It's all
isn't
about
there
listening.
A percentage like you're supposed to talk like
30%?
20%
of the,
or it's something that...
I think you're supposed to let them talk 80%. Ask a lot of questions. And the third thing is your vocabulary. Replace negative words like contract with positive words like agreement.
That's a great one.
And actually, I think we have a caller on the line.
We do. Dan Seidman. He writes a column for you on this topic. Yes, Dan, how are you this morning?
Great.
Hi, Dan.
So, Dan, what do you think the biggest mistake salespeople make is?
Actually, I have a different top three list myself, though my top five list does include the professional appearance, and I'll just mention it right now. The ladies can look under the table real quick. Guys, check your shoes.
Oh. If we're looking. All tough, the shoes here look pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, Tim's are polished.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so what else, Dan?
Ouch.
What else you got? What else you have, Dan?
Number one problem salespeople face, and here's where all the sales managers' heads start nodding. They chase poor prospects. They spend too much time and energy going after people because they're big accounts or somebody's being nice to them, and they're just going after business they're never going to get.
Tim Andrews is nodding his head. So you must be
I've had that. I've had that happen before.
Yeah,
Tim's nodding his head because his back sore from the wife carrying contest in Estonia.
Oh, yeah. You heard about that? There is a wife carrying. How did you hear about that?
Oh, I read odd news articles because that's how I get content to write on.
So did you win
that's
the contest?
No, I didn't win the contest. But your wife has to be over 80 pounds, or you can't be in the
80
contest.
80 pounds? Wow. That's the threshold?
90 pounds, something like that. Yeah.
Any other mistakes, Dan?
Yeah, one of the things salespeople tend to do is we use training techniques that we grew up with, like using too many benefits, good things to sell. And salespeople today have to realize there's sometimes when you want to talk about problems you solve for your prospects as well as benefits you offer for them when they buy from you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
hey, Dan,
problem.
What are some of the funny things, some of the funny mistakes that salespeople make?
Oh, my classic story, a sales guy spent 6 months trying to track down a very big prospect, and when he walks in the guy's office, he looks for something to make a little small talk. You know how we're taught in sales to find a fish on the wall or the golf trophy?
Exactly.
And he sees a photograph on the guy's desk and says, "Oh my God, that's John Madden. How'd you get a picture of yourself with your arm around John Madden?" Guy looks at him and goes, "That's not John Madden." That's my wife.
She must have been pretty. That's going to be hard to recover from.
So, yeah, so don't be predictable is a lesson there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Dan. You know, one of my pet peeves in the consumer world about salespeople is people who don't realize the buying power of women. I recently went to lease a car with my husband, and the car was for me in my name, and the guy ignored me. Talked to my husband the whole time. We walked out. I said, well, we're not going to buy here. Went to a Honda dealership across town and bought from them instead just because he, you know, completely discounted me.
Next time you take Pauline with you, that's my wife, and she is the master
negotiating. She's the master negotiator. Mark doesn't even want to negotiate. He runs away.
Why'd you bring him along, Linda?
Well, I guess I won't next time.
I wouldn't bring him. You know what drives me crazy? People that don't do basic homework. You know, they don't even visit your website. So I'll get a phone call from someone trying to sell us something, you know, or try to get in an appointment with me or something, and they'll finally get to me, and then they won't even have looked at the ASICentral.com website to know what we do.
And what do you say to them?
I usually just say, you know,
thanks, but no thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, with all the information out there now on the internet, there's no excuse for not knowing about a company.
So anyone listening, when you need to talk to Tim, say, hey, I've been to Estonia.
Exactly.
And you have been in the wife caring contest.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Well, if you'd like to weigh in on this topic or anything else on the show, give us a call right now, 215-953-4979. Well, guys, it's the beginning of September, and you know what that means. Not only is it back to school time, but it's time for the new fall TV lineup.
Yay.
How exciting is that?
Yes, very exciting.
I know, guys, take a second. And 90210 premiere tonight.
Oh,
anybody gonna watch?
No,
I didn't watch. I didn't watch the first one. Why would I watch
this?
Yes,
Donna and Shannon Doherty and what's her name, Jenny Garth, are coming. They're gonna work at the school.
Are they gonna be like mothers or something?
They're the guidance counselors.
Who was the soccer player?
Tori Spelling was asked to come back. And they didn't want to pay her as much as the other two girls, so she turned them down.
Dis.
I know, exactly.
Who was the soccer player guy? There was a guy who played soccer on the show.
No, you watched
that show?
No,
there
was.
That's Melrose Place.
Andrew Shue, that's Melrose.
Oh, that's great.
I used to ride the train with that guy.
He was really cute. He used to ride the train from where I live to New York.
He's holding up pretty well, Kathy. I'll have to introduce you.
I liked him.
Oh, there you go.
Well, guys, take a second. Guess what the most popular promo item is for these TV shows. What do they send the media most, you think, for to promote these new fall lineup? Come on.
Shrink wrap t-shirts.
No, come on.
Hats.
Coffee mugs.
Mugs. Yay, mugs. Joe Haley wins.
Woo, we've got ours.
Mugs are the big thing, especially for talk shows. Kelly and Regis send out zillions of mugs every year for the new show. So that's most popular. But Joe, why don't you tell us some of the new shows that are coming up, and we'll give you the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Well, some of the new shows. Well, let's just look at the lineup. Monday night's the big thing is going to be Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I love that show.
And then
I love it.
After
that, someone really cool is going to be on that. Oh, and also that woman in the 80s, Cloris Leachman's going to be
on
80s.
It. Oh.
What?
82.
Yeah,
these are not
Cloris.
Stars. Yes. These are shooting stars.
It should be Dancing with the sea level stars.
You know, all these shows nowadays, you got this, you got American Idol. You have to invest so much time watching TV. It is absolutely
You don't have to.
TiVo.
Well, you,
yeah,
do,
you
okay,
don't have
TiVo.
TiVo.
Some of us don't have TiVo.
Melinda's husband told me that TiVo
will change her life. And it did, right?
It's great.
No, I never got it. I don't listen to your husband.
You
got to
get TiVo.
It'll change her life, right?
Change your
life.
Never
watch a commercial.
All right, after Dance with the Stars is over, The Bachelor will take place about 2 months later.
Yes, and the cute, jilted guy from the last show is going to be on it, and it's going to be great.
Oh, come on.
Jason.
And he's going to be on it.
Surprisingly, only one couple has actually gotten married and stayed married.
Yes, but
another couple
is engaged. Two other couples are engaged.
Wow.
Yes.
I find it absolutely...
How many have there been?
You seem to know a lot about it.
I've watched every single episode of every season.
Oh, God.
There's been about 12, and I think it's a good ratio. There's two others engaged. So 3 out of 12, that's pretty good.
Well, Tristan and Ryan are the only
ones
that
where did you
married.
Meet Pauline?
Well, I was dating 24 women at the same time. And, you know,
she got the final rose.
All right, so what else is coming up with the show?
There's a new sitcom called Worst
Thorn.
Week.
Oh, I heard about that.
And that looks pretty good.
What is that?
Worst Week.
What's it about?
It's about this wacky editorial department that has to close 7 magazines in a 5-day span.
Oh, wow, that sounds familiar.
They must not have you on the staff, so they get their work done.
Biggest Loser Families will be premiering on Tuesday.
Oh, it's got all families?
Yes, but it's a very compelling show. We watch it with our children, and, you know, it's really...
our publisher, Rich Fairfield, cries.
So it's all about...
Are there lessons?
It's very emotional.
It's
big,
fat families.
They lose weight, and they
lose weight together.
Oh, that's touching.
So kids, too?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's necessary, by the way. But...
One of the big moves on the fall lineup is Scrubs is moving from NBC
I love Scrubs.
To ABC.
Zach
and it's
Braff.
Out of that Thursday night lineup. And in its place, they have a new show called Kath and Kim.
Yeah, is that you, Kathy?
Yeah, it's me. I'm starring.
That's good why she's you. Off Fridays, because she's filming her other show. I don't know who Kim is, though.
Then you have other thumb-down shows like Deal or No Deal.
Why is that a thumbs down?
Because if you ever watch it,
I heard someone won $1 million last night.
Yeah, though. But they had to tell you that during the whole Olympic
preview. Well, I didn't like the fact
stuff.
That they told you.
It's like,
you
well, thanks for ruining the surprise.
Yeah, that's
the other thing
true.
Is all that fake drama.
Yeah.
Like when, oh, the bank's going to give you $15,000, and the person's like, oh, my God, that's so much money. What am I going to do? And they've got to ask their little support group. And they're like, no, don't take it.
For I just don't like Howie Mandel.
I don't either. he's a crazy germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe. Oh, yeah, he's nuts.
He won't shake hands. He won't touch anybody.
If you notice that show, he doesn't shake hands.
All right, what's the worst show that you think is going to be on this year?
The Moment of Truth, an absolute garbage show that's on the Fox
Network. Oh, that's that lie detector?
The lie detector show.
Yeah,
anyone who goes on that show gets exactly what they ask for.
What, do they hook you up and ask you questions?
They ask you
in
questions.
Front of your loved
they
one.
They say, like, yeah.
And it's really
they
would say, your wife.
Do they tell you the questions beforehand?
I think so.
I bet
say,
they do.
Tim Andrews, have
Watch
you
it.
Ever dissed on Kathy Houston?
Never.
Well, that's easy.
Say yeah.
Then your hair gets shot. You may get shot. But
do you win money? What
do
you do on that show?
You win money. The questions get a little more, you know, dicey and a little crazier as you go along. But there's nothing on Friday night. That's the death night with TV shows. And there's a new Knight Rider coming out.
Oh, I
oh,
saw
yeah.
an
Who's
ad for
gonna
that.
Be starring that.
I don't know, but all I know is don't hassle the Hoff, Kathy.
Don't hassle the Hoff. The Hoff's too busy with America's Got Talent.
So, you know, for us, our family, we like Survivor. We'll watch that. We like the Thursday night lineup. And that's our thumbs up.
I can't wait
well, thanks
American
so much,
Idol.
Joe.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, the Celebrity Game Show. As you guys know, I'll tell three stories about a celebrity. You guys have to tell me which story is the real story. And whoever wins gets a prize picked out from the Joe Show.
That's right.
What kind of prize?
Wow.
Well you have to win.
Prize.
If you win, you'll find out.
Is it time?
Prize. Yeah, well, call us at 215-953-4979 if you want to play. Right now, I'll give you guys the stories, and you can tell me what you think. Story number one is we talked about the new 90210 show already. Turns out that the show's producers decided to hold a promo party on the set of the Peach Pit. Do you guys remember that
yes.
hangout
yeah.
on 90210? Well, before the party, the producers went crazy buying peaches all over town to logo for the party. And they got so many peaches that, believe it or not, grocery store customers complain that you couldn't find one peach in Beverly Hills or Hollywood. So that's story number one.
They logoed the peaches?
They logoed them.
They put a sticker on them.
Probably.
Is it a sticker or a laser?
I'm not sure how the logoing was done. Story number two, the watchers of MTV's reality show The Hills will be interested to know that a pre-show promo was done this fall involving the two evil characters Spencer and Heidi, otherwise known as Spidey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they're very evil. Spidey thongs were given out at a number of premiere parties, and instead of taking them home, whenever they appeared on the screen, people would use them as slingshots because they hated Spencer and Heidi so much. And story three, another 90210 alum, Tori Spelling, just gave birth to her second child, as you would know if you're watching her new reality show. To celebrate the birth of her baby and the next season of her upcoming show, Tori sent out logoed pacifiers to members of the media and loyal fans with the tagline, "I'll cry like a baby if you don't watch my new show."
Oh.
So, what do you guys think is the real story? We've got peaches, we've got The Hills with the Spidey underwear, and we have Tori Spelling and pacifiers. Tim, why don't you go first since you're new to the show?
I think the second one is the truth.
You think that Spencer and Heidi.
Yeah, the show's got to be terrible, and so they use the thong as a...
But you haven't seen the show.
I haven't seen the show, but it just sounds crazy.
Joe, what terrible. Do you think?
I think it's number three.
So Tori Spelling,
pacifier, yes.
Andy?
I'll go with the peaches.
Yeah, me too. Right. I peaches. Say peaches.
And the winner is, ready?
Ooh.
Tim Andrews.
Spidey
thongs. So there you
Come
have
on,
it.
Come on, nobody in Beverly Hills is buying any food
any
out
prizes.
In any stores.
That was rookie luck.
Oh.
Tim doesn't need any prizes. He has us.
Well, come on, what are you going to give me?
You
what,
get
what
a
do
prize.
I get?
Hand selected by Joe Haley.
I'll stop by your office later today with your prize.
Okay.
Well, guys, retailers might be hurting a little bit this year, and perhaps why they're working hard to get a major jump start on Halloween. Joe, tell us what's going on.
Well, retailers want to chew into that profits from last year, $5.07 billion on Halloween-related
sales.
People
spent a lot of money on Halloween.
Yeah,
wow.
So
it's crazy.
Major retailers have started with their displays early in July, and they really want to jump on. Lillian Vernon, the catalog company, has been sending out their catalogs early. So
we just started getting catalogs. Couldn't believe it.
So it is big business. We were just in Lowe's this past Saturday, and they have all their big Halloween blow-up displays up. So, you know, people want that money.
Now, ASI is very big on Halloween. I know in the editorial department we have a huge Halloween costume contest, which Joe Haley's always a contender for.
That's right.
What's your big costume this year?
You can find out on the 31st of October.
Oh, you're not going to give it away?
No, I will not give it away.
Someone's going to steal his idea.
I don't know if you can tell.
On this corner, that's me from 2 years ago. I actually shaved down to my Fu Manchu mustache, and that was my...
That's scary.
My funky
when
guy.
When you grow in facial scary. Hair for
So what part of it was a costume? What part of it was a costume?
I think it's... The necklace.
No, yeah. The jeans were the costume.
It's got great white shoes from Estonia, too, I know.
Thank you. Very good. Retailers, but in our area where I live, the Glenside Merchants Association has a trick-or-treat night for all the kids in the area, and they open up all their storefronts, their restaurants, and they give out candy, but they also give out a lot of promotional products. They give out pencils. They give out actual Halloween trick-or-treat bags. They give out bumper stickers. They give out those little ghost and goblin-shaped erasers for the tops of pencils. So there is opportunity for people in this industry to get involved. Mm-hmm. If you have clients like that in little shopping areas, you know, you might want to present this idea to them, and they can give out logoed products to continue to advertise their businesses, and that can go to the kids' parents, and you know.
You know what's big too? Those the trick or treat bags with the safety tips on them, and some of them glow in the dark, glow sticks, all that kind of stuff. The safety related items.
Yeah, safety is really important. Reflectix makes a lot of those products because you know kids are walking on the street. You don't want to have them, you know, get in trouble with traffic.
Maybe you do. Well, speaking of promo products, Kat, there are some interesting ones showing up this week at the Republican National Convention. What do you got? Yeah.
Well, actually, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, gave reporters on their way out a McCain Convention Survival Kit. And a couple of the promo products included in that were a flash drive with Democratic Party opposition research against McCain, and also a button that reads, "Ask me how many houses I own."
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so they were putting a lot of funny thought into that. One of the other funny
things... Joe's not smiling.
Well, yeah, we know.
That's stupid. Go ahead.
One of the other funny things was a McCain-themed crossword puzzle to help them pass the time on their flight. And one of the clues was income levels that meet McCain's definition of rich.
Mm, and what's the answer?
I think it's five
million.
I think it's 5 million.
I guess not.
So what Obama's saying, at least.
So.
Wow. Well, that's exciting.
And another thing from the industry is Bam Bam's roller banners.
They're all over the convention.
Right.
What is that?
The roller
banners? That sign?
Oh, yeah.
Like
that.
They're all over the convention.
Yeah. Is it banner or banner?
They're the supplier that has Justin Guarini as their spokweman, who was in here
he
from
was here
from American
couple
Idol.
Weeks ago.
Yep. Yeah, I wasn't here that day.
They're getting a lot of visibility.
Yeah, but they're like all over the place.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, it's time to talk about something that's going to make most of us cringe, and that's workplace gaffes. There's an article that just came out on CNN.com. It turns out the biggest workplace gaffes that are made these days are via what?
Email.
What
medium?
Email.
Definitely. Email. Yeah. Absolutely. And they had some great stories. Have you guys ever made a gaffe like this yourself or run into any?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
What did you do?
A former employee was
not
back,
to be named.
Was back complaining about something, and I was going to shoot an email to Kathy Houston about this former employee, and I accidentally sent it to the employee.
I did the same thing, and it was probably about the same employee.
And what did you say about the person?
I don't want to give any attributes out because...
Oh, they're not listening.
It might be linked back.
But yeah, just, you know, back
it.
Here,
we don't
running
want our
back mouth again, you know, complaining again. Mm-hmm.
Did they stop complaining?
No, they sent back an email like, "I don't understand, what are you talking about?" And I was like, "Ooh, think quick, rabbit." And I was like, "Oh, no." I said it was a different employee, not this employee. Oh. And then we had this little exchange back and forth.
So you're a liar.
Yes. A gossip and a liar.
A gossip and a liar. That's pretty bad.
You know, and sometimes, you know, I think the biggest mistake people do is do the, like, reply to all thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I did a
story
a couple years ago for the New York Times on this guy who was on email gaffes. And there was a law student who was working at a major New York law firm, and he sent an email to his friend, but somehow
copied all the partners at the law firm. Yeah. It was basically like, what are you doing today? I'm doing Jack, S-H-I-T. And then goes on to say how he had a three-hour lunch and the partners are all idiots, blah, blah, blah. And not only did it all the partners get it, but then it leaked out of the law firm. It was in the New York Law Journal and then in the New York Times.
And how'd that end up?
Really what happened? What happened to
that? Well, I think because they had so many calls, including from reporters, from me, they didn't fire him because I guess, you know, they were just embarrassed and they said, oh, it's been taken care of. And, but I'm
it's
sure
been taken care of.
I'm sure he didn't get an offer from that law firm. He's been whacked.
I have forwarded jokes to the wrong Kathy in this company.
Forwarding's bad, replies to all of
them. And then you get all nervous and you run down there.
Your heart goes down to your stomach.
You never put to retract the thing because then everyone will read it, right?
Everyone
knows. Any gaps that you've seen in your illustrious career or made yourself?
I've made a couple.
You don't want to admit to?
I think the ones we're talking about here, but also, you know, replying to all and you know, saying something about the topic. You know, I just think CCs are terrible.
Yeah. And BCCs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Make sure you
I'm afraid
the
of the blind copy.
I don't use BCCs. I don't like BCCs.
I'm afraid of
the
L word.
That's terrible.
All right, so nobody hit reply or BCC this week, and we'll all be safe.
We'll try.
Well, we're out of time today. A big thanks to our very special guest, Tim Andrews.
Thanks for listening
to the ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, and check us out next week, same time, Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern. Have a great day.